What's up? How you doing? This is your boy once again, DJ Growl, and we back right here on Ultimate Engines, another Thursday evening with you. I hope you enjoy this, because like I always say, I will too. And today, we are going to be speaking about Uber driver / taxi driver dilemma. And basically this is relevant to people in South Africa, but I'm not sure whether this news went across the borders, went international, but it is something that we've had here, Uber taxi driver dilemma. And it's just basically the feud that happened between the Uber drivers and the taxi drivers, because we first had Ubers and then came in Taxify's later and all these other modes of transportation that actually strive to make things better for us, and obviously it caused some issues. We're going to go into that topic and, you know, speak a lot more, go into detail about that stuff. But just generally, your thoughts on Uber drivers and taxi drivers and the whole feud, because I know this is something that happened a while ago. I mean, I'm sure people forgot about that, but it is something that is still necessarily, how can I say, it still has an impact till this day, because we all know that if and whenever it happens, if an Uber driver and a taxi driver had to meet, basically it's gonna cause issues, because generally Uber drivers and taxi drivers don't mix. And we're just gonna be talking about that. We're gonna be talking about the dilemmas and basically just the kind of feuds and how it affected people, how it affected transport as a whole, how it affected South Africa. And I know this is a car show, you're asking me, why are we speaking about Uber drivers and taxi drivers? Well, as much as this is a car show, I mean, cars are a mode of transportation, are they? So why not discuss transportation? So we're talking about the dilemma between Uber drivers / taxi drivers. So we're gonna go more into this, but if you want to know where you can catch us, you can catch us on Instagram, and on Instagram we are at ActiveFM777. On Facebook we are at / ActiveFM, and on Twitter is at ActiveFM. You can catch me personally on Facebook, and my Facebook name is Gloire Tina, spelled G-L-O-I-R-E and Tina T-S-I-N-A. So Gloire Tina, G-L-O-I-R-E and T-S-I-N-A. And basically you can catch me on Facebook. I'm not much of a social media person, but I don't have much social media platforms. You can catch me later on. I will soon be getting social media and we'll be getting back to you and we can have more personal interactions, but you will be able to catch me on other social media platforms soon. So for now it's just Facebook. And if you want to catch us also on our websites, we are on www.activefm.co.za. That's where you can catch the Active FM presenters. So we're gonna go more deeper into the topic right after this music. Let's go.
Stay focused, man. Even in the midst of this, man, patience is the greatest tool we have in this time. You know what I mean? Like, I know that, you know, time is unforgiving. Time waits on no one, but at the same time, when you're patient on the right moves at the right time, things come together better. You know what I mean? So just be patient, bro.
Yeah. I feel like the greatest. Can't explain this favor, it's amazing. Cut off anybody out of faking. You can cut me out too, but I will never be forsaken. I've been trying to get it, I've been on a mission. If you ever gotta get it together, if you thought that little jab was gonna knock me out, boy, you gotta do better. Going my full potential, I'm like Travis Green, I'm intentional. My coaches always told me it's not about all the talent, it's about the mental. I will write clowns in my classroom. My teacher always thought that I would be the last dude. But 4 years later, boy, what do you know? I graduated with a 4 to the 0. bathrooms, gotta make sure that I would eat. Cut hair on the side, had J's on my feet. Mom's babysitter, we were chilling at the crib. Growing up around, so I was laying in my crib.
You know I can't quit when they tell me to. All things were given for my good, so when is what I'm gonna do? Greater is he that is in me. You know that I'm down to ride. Riding in is necessary, yeah, I'm just that kind of guy.
I know you got it.
I feel like the greatest.
I don't.
Can't explain his favor, it's amazing. Cut off anybody, I'd have faked it. You can cut me off too, but I will never be forsaken.
I had lunch with my ex and it was messing with the enemy. Then I knew God really prepared to table in front of my enemies.
You ain't gotta worry, I'ma work. Mike and Kobe was the greatest and they was a pick first. Time waits for no man, and I tell them that's fine. Cause all of that is silence to a God who made God. It's the kid from Virginia with the underbite. Let's keep it honest with these rappers, killing out of hype. They think I'm so crazy, we ain't care about lyrics. It's the MySpace days. I don't even care what I go through. I'ma make it out, boy, don't move. A L is a thing that I won't do. I'ma eat it up like soul food.
You know I can't quit when they tell me to. All things were given for my good, so when is what I'm gonna do? Greater is he that is in me. You know that I'm down to ride. By any means necessary, yeah, I'm just that kind of guy.
I know you got it.
Okay, so we're going into our main topic, and basically we're talking about Uber drivers versus taxi drivers. Now, so basically for us that are in South Africa, we have the South African, South African Transport Association, yes, South African Transport Association, which also we have the, it's actually a taxi association found in Johannesburg Central in the CBD, which is Central Business District, and it is a place called Faraday. It's a taxi association. Basically, and the taxi association provides transport to different areas all around Joburg. And basically, yeah, there's been some dilemma and some fights in between the taxi drivers and the Uber drivers. That is because obviously we have had we've had taxi drivers basically for years, and not just only the Faraday Taxi Association, but also the General Meter Taxi, which in America and in other countries overseas, foreign countries, they call them cabs. So we've had cabs and taxis which use buses, Quantums, for transportation mode. And they've been fighting with Uber and Uber drivers and taxify drivers ever since these people have been introduced into the transport industry. And just for a brief background, I mean, it's obvious that Ubers and taxify have made transport easier for people, because now you can just use your mobile phone to easily access the transport. That's one thing already they're basically winning on. It's easy to use, easy to find. So basically, you do not have to go and find your transport, because all you have to do is have the app on your phone. If you don't have it, you can download it. If it's on Apple, it's on your App Store, and if it's on an Android device, it's on your Google Play Store. So you just access your Play Store or your App Store, and you download it, and you can set up an account. It's going to automatically link to your Google account that is on your phone, and you have to input your number, and you use it on your phone. You can also add your credit information if you'd like to use it, and you'd like it to withdraw straight from your phone. And basically, it's made things more easier, because now all you have to do is within a few clicks of a button, basically you'd be able to access your transport, and you do not have to even go look for the transport. I mean, before we had Ubers and Taxify, you literally have specific spots where you can catch transport, and that transport is limited by time. Now, what we have with Ubers and Taxify is that you have an app, you click, and it's connected to the internet, so it searches for drivers around you, the closest to you, and that can take you to your specific destination, wherever you want to go. and obviously which comes at a cost depending on your distance and the safety of that area and the time also, because the time also determines the safety. So they've made transport much easier for us. I mean, we do not have to struggle to find transportation. All we have to do is click on the app, find the driver, look for the specific price that suits us according to the prices that are set for us on there, and yeah, you select and it's going to tell you how long the driver is going to take. Usually it's in between 3 to 2 minutes, 3 to 1 minute away, depending on how far your driver is. Sometimes I believe at max it can be 5 to 7 minutes away, but you won't really wait long for your Uber / Taxify driver. Now that's basically how the Uber app would work. So it has caused a few dilemmas, because now it has caused a transportation barrier. There's a transportation barrier for taxi drivers and meter taxi drivers, because they do not have such advanced technology, and they know that the Taxify and the Uber also allowed us to pay less cash than the other taxis charge for transport. It's caused problems, and now the income of the taxi drivers has shrunk, and that's obviously because of the innovative and structural way that these transports have and that's because of the structured and new innovative way that these Uber and Taxify drivers have brought for us to acquire transport, and it's made life easier. So before we go deeper into that, I'm just gonna leave you with a song, and right after that song we're gonna go more into the dilemma of taxi drivers and Uber drivers. Okay, so taxi drivers have been attacking Uber drivers, and basically it affected people, not just the Uber company, not just the Uber driver, but also the customer, because you are driving in your Uber and you're going to your destination, and I feel sorry for the first person to have experienced it, because it must have been traumatic. I mean, the person thought that they're going to their destination and they're going to be safe, that I can trust Uber. And this is not necessarily even the Uber driver's fault, but because of the savageness of the taxi drivers, that they decided to attack an Uber driver while driving, because the Uber driver is taking their business and coming in their way, and taxi drivers were frustrated. I mean, yeah, better ways to deal with this situation. I mean, there was no need necessarily for violence. I mean, there's always a way. Uber drivers came up with an innovative way to make transport easier, and also it has been cheaper for people. So all it takes is a little bit of you having to use your brain. I mean, get out of your laziness and use your brain and just think of a strategy. I mean, okay, Uber has and Taxify have come up with ways to now take transport to another level. What can we do to up our system, to up our game, so that we can actually be at a higher level than them? But it's not as if the people could even think about that. No, instead they decided that they are going to beat the Uber drivers, which it doesn't work like that. I mean, now I'm driving in an Uber and all of a sudden I'm getting attacked by some animal-like man with no regard that I'm in there whatsoever. He doesn't care. All he thinks about is his money and what he wants and how I have affected him. Well, generally he's affected himself because he's not growing. But now my transportation is being... What's the word? You know, English. English, sometimes it does things, you know. It's not... my mother tongue, but anyway, so now I'm being compromised because he feels that he's not getting enough money. So yeah, all around, wherever there had to be a taxi driver spot, if an Uber driver had to go past there, it caused a lot of issues. There was so much dilemma in between the Uber drivers and the meter taxi drivers. So yeah, that was a problem actually, and because of that, a lot of transportation was affected. I mean, Uber drivers, taxi drivers fighting. Imagine how that impacts also the nation. I mean, generally our nation, the nation of South Africa, is known for a lot of violence, basically. Yeah, the South Africa is known for a lot of violence, and just looking at the situation with the Uber drivers and the taxi drivers, it's already a negative outlook on the country. I mean, now it affects people outside, it's affecting us too. So just look generally with transport alone, people are behaving madly and they're not able to see a bigger picture, a bigger vision alone. How are we then supposed to go forward as a country and be more developed? I mean, who knows? In South Africa already, we have a lot of car companies that are here and that are also investing in this country and basically building a foundation here. But now what happens if we have these kind of reactions? If a car company wants to build something that is new and also that could change the game of transport, they will have fear, basically, because they will start to think, okay, I might introduce this, but what happens if one day I get stopped by a crazy taxi driver? I don't think that's something we want to have on our mental. So yeah, that's really something that is humiliating. I mean, generally as a country, such stuff should not even be tolerated. But even as people, like, how do we think, how our thinking processes that we allow such things to happen? So generally, obviously, people have been affected, and the economy also is affected in such situations, because now your Uber drivers will feel unsafe and will have less Uber drivers, less taxi drivers, because now they are fearing for their lives. They are fearing for their lives, basically, and thinking that, okay, I don't want to be attacked anymore. I'd rather find another occupation, you know. I'll do my own personal transport and drive people rather than to do this Taxify / Uber thing, because now I'm getting attacked. Even doing your own personal taxi is a risk, because now if by any chance these taxi drivers could be seeing you and suspecting that you're doing any form of transportation, and they know you're not part of the association because they have logos on their vehicle. So it's going to cause a lot of trouble, a lot of dilemma. So yeah, this is just something that is hectic, something that is crazy, but it is real out there. And taxi drivers versus Uber drivers, that was something that was weird, it was crazy, but I believe people did learn from it. So yeah, that was a messed up situation. I don't even know what to say about that. So anyway, stay tuned, and yeah.
Ha. This is Gavin Ensign, and you're tuned in to Active FM, FM.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Okay, so closing this show, just my general comments on Uber drivers versus Taxify drivers / Uber drivers. Like I said, this was very terrible. I mean, people from outside the country looking at us fighting because of transportation is crazy. This is horrendous. Like, no one would want to see such a thing. I mean, there's not even unity in our transport. What about in our nation as a whole? It's something that we have to look at. We have to look at how we can go forward. Definitely violence is not the way, South Africa. Violence is not the way. It doesn't solve our problems. And yeah, it's just holding each and every one of us back. So let's not add to our issues. In fact, let's work together, build each other, and grow this country. See how we can move this country forward together as a nation. Let us be united and have the spirit of Ubuntu. Spirit of Ubuntu means to have the spirit of oneness, the spirit, a people's spirit, spirit that keeps us together and not apart. So it's been real, it's been good. I enjoyed my time here, hope you did. And if you want to catch us, you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 on Instagram. And on Facebook is /ActiveFM. On Twitter is @ActiveFM. You can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on YouTube. You can also catch us on Google Podcasts. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on Iono too, iono.fm. Please do check out on other shows. We have a whole lot of other shows too. Shows such as The Movie Show. That is one of my personal favorites too, The Movie Show. So do check out The Movie Show. Shout out to Sash and Ryan. So peace and may God be with you. Stay blessed. Keep it fresh. Keep it locked. This is the Ultimate Engine Show and your boy Gloire signing out. Hey.